what I do is like you gotta dig your poop hole. You maybe
no.
I could do that.
Well, hello. Welcome to the Boyfriends Podcast, where we help you find your circle
and your man.
I'm Renee Vanessa, and here with me is, of course, the ever glorious Jared D. King.
With the shoulder action.
We also have Noelle back, and
hello.
We have our
Michael's here finally.
Yes, we have our other host, Mike.
I'm finally here.
Your hair looks so feathery. I love it.
I slept on this from last night.
So. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Just a natural beauty.
Just woke up that
it's
way.
It's a lot of hair spray from last night.
So yeah, this is you guys' first time meeting Mike. So why don't you just introduce yourself?
Oh, God, introductions. Well, I'm Mike. I'm in my mid to late 20s at this point.
Just a baby.
I'm from Philly, born and raised. So very protective of Philly. And... you know, enjoying life.
That was very MTV.
This is the question I hate when people ask like, in an interview or anything.
Okay, introduce yourself. What do you do?
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm Michael.
That's all you need to know.
I'm like, just get to know me. I don't know. That's how I go about it. I hate answering that. Anytime. I'm like, yeah, I just bombed that interview. I don't know how to explain myself.
You're answering a lot of questions today.
Right, so. Well, we already found Mike's trigger, so that's great. Jared, let us know. What have you been up to lately?
I was a guest on another podcast, Black Gay Diaspora. I also did an interview with a local style influencer.
Which was amazing.
Did you enjoy it?
I really did.
You enjoyed it? Thank you so much.
It was good. You were very, you were very good.
You're so perfect for that because your style is immaculate.
Oh, mm-hmm. thank you so much.
His style was really, really nice.
Yeah. So, that was James B. Meredith. Aside from that, it's just been coming against the wall when it comes to finding the one. It's like, okay, y'all are acting goofy out here. So I'm happy to talk about, I'm so happy actually that I am not hosting for once. This is like freeing actually.
You don't feel so pressured.
I don't feel so pressured. Like I'm looking at the, like
you're
I'm
one
doing
of
my, I'm doing my
like
producer thing.
He's like one of the plebeians now. Oh, it's great.
I'm doing my producer thing where I'm still checking the cameras, but I'm like, chill.
I love that.
And I'm happy.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
Snaps for Jared.
Yes.
Noelle, what's been going on? How's business? How's life? How's the boy toy?
Boy toy is great. business is great, thriving. I'm busy. A lot of events coming up. I don't know if you guys saw, but I was named top 10 meal prep businesses in the city.
I did see that.
Which was, I gagged to me because I had no idea.
Oh, really?
I was literally like,
and that was in Philly Inquirer, right?
Philly Magazine.
Magazine.
Yeah.
Philly Magazine.
Philly Magazine. I was literally at a chiropractor like appointment, and my client sent it to me. I'm like, "What is this?" Like opened the link, and I was just like, "What? Who?
Getting
and I was like, almost like crying. I was like, "Wow,
such a big achievement!"
It took me
so
like,
amazing.
I didn't know. Like, it was just really cool, and I posted it, and like thanked the editor who like did it, and like, it's really cool. It's a cool, really cool accomplishment, and I'm very proud of it.
Oh, I'm finally moving to Fishtown.
Which is closer to Jersey.
That is
the Jersey of it
that's
all.
So that's basically what's going on with me right now. I'm finally moving to Fishtown, which is closer to you. That's great. And I don't even need to think about Jersey because there is a hottie in my building.
I am excited
to stalk him.
I'm going
to
make sure that he watches this episode.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, you have to play matchmaker.
Okay, first of all,
just watch the first 5 minutes of this episode.
He's a cis hetero white male. I do not think he's watching this podcast.
It's okay. If I tell him to watch it for the first 5 minutes, just there's
something
for you.
I mean, like, yeah. There's a little something in there for you. Right
there. I love that.
So this is going to be a really fun episode because we're going to, we have a bowl of questions here that we're going to ask all of our lovely hosts. This is going to be a little bit of a funsy. We're going to have some fun. We're all getting a little wine tipsy.
And we're all going to have fun.
Noelle's already down to second glass.
No.
So
she's a big gulper.
She's a gulper.
That's what he said.
Or they. Let's be inclusive.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Well, let's just get started. Let's see. What's the first question? I'm trying not to like talk directly into the mic. Oh my God. You have actually really good handwriting for a boy.
for a boy?
Yeah.
That's such a good backhanded compliment.
Can you understand it is the question.
Word of wisdom. You said wordo. Word of wisdom to the world.
I love the feedback.
Yeah.
Better you die. What?
Wait.
Words of wisdom to the world before you die.
Oh. Sorry.
That was close.
Handwriting is so good, guys.
So good.
So, wow. Words. So, okay, guys, what are your words of wisdom before you die?
Jeez, we started off on the deep end.
Let's start with Mike first.
Yes, Mike.
Oh, what would I say? Honestly, I would just say, do whatever you want. And as long as it doesn't hurt anyone, enjoy it. That's my, like,
I like that.
Yeah. Ooh. That's how I try to go about life. I want to enjoy what I want to do. If people want to come along with me, great. If not, bye.
No, bye. That's good.
Bye, sis.
Yeah.
Can you come back to me? I'm trying to think off the top of my head, and I feel like I had one in my head, but then I like lost it. I'm not used to this. I'm used to giving the question and then being the last one to answer. Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, give them some time. You're new.
I'm new here.
Honestly, I think the first thing that came to my head was like some words of wisdom before you die would just be do unto others as you would to them. That is. I live and die
Come
by
on,
that
church.
Because when I was 5 years old, I was a little asshole, and my mom was getting really sick of me. Like she had a like I was a very problem child.
I can't see
and
that.
And then she, I remember one day she like looked me dead in my eyes, and she's just like, "You need to treat others the way you want to be treated," and it just stuck. Mm-hmm. And then from then on, I was a complete angel. But also, if someone shows their ass. Be a villain.
What? If what?
If someone shows their ass, like if you treated them the way that you wanted to be treated, and they are not giving the same energy, be the villain.
I thought you meant like ass. I was like,
no.
Wreck it?
I mean, if it was unconsensual, then yes.
That's that second glass.
I'm sorry. No, it's where my mind went. If you, like someone shows their ass, I'm like, wreck it.
No.
Did you take my glass?
Did I take your glass?
Yeah.
I did.
I'm sorry.
All right, words of wisdom before you die.
I feel you should do something major before you die to be remembered. But I want to be remembered as like someone that like really cared about their job and was loving and just like did the most.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So live like how you kind of want to be remembered almost.
Yeah.
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 Basically that. Or like if I had kids and like, what can they say about their dad?
Right.
That he was a really good hard worker.
Yeah. You'd be such a cute dad.
Thanks.
I could see you. You have good dad energy. Like, I would be like, dad.
Big BDE. Dad energy. Yeah. He's got big dad energy.
That's not what we're looking to adopt a puppy now.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah, we want to start with, like, a puppy first now.
Okay.
So, actual puppy or, like, puppy play?
Well, I mean.
Michael. Jared, what are your words about stuff?
My, I don't know, what are we saying? Gift to the world or my wisdom, words of wisdom, would be to be confident, know who you are. Don't dumb yourself down for anybody. I think everybody has something that's very special about them. I feel like, at least in our community, and part of the reason why I kind of started this podcast is because a lot of us feel like we have to either play up a certain aspect or we have to just completely like shut down in order to be accepted or in order to even like navigate our community. I think there's a space for you and that, you know, like you can kind of talk, you can talk to anybody.
Yeah. We know each other from like way back when too, from when we used to work the same space. Mm-hmm. But like when I was out with Trivia with Carlos and these two new friends, like he just came, like we saw each other. He came up, was like, "What are you guys doing?" he cheated on a question that I got to, he gave me an answer. And
that.
It was very, you should always be that way, Jared. Like just, even if you were just like feeling a bit of a liquid confidence too, you were just so, you just came up like, "Hey, what's up?" Like, whatever. It's always be that way. Yeah. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Be fearless and just be like, you know what? If it might come out to be something amazing.
Right.
Like it happened to me and Carlos like a month ago. Like this guy was just staying there. He was really attractive and I was so nervous. He was like, "I want to go up to him to say hi." And he was like, just didn't do it. I'm like, no, I'm very shy like that. Mm-hmm. And Carlos did it. And it ended up to be a really nice guy. Went to dinner. He's mm-hmm. really cool. And so like, you just never know if you don't try.
Right.
Yeah.
Just try.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Nice.
Have confidence.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Current celeb crush, easy, Pedro Pascal.
Fuck yes!
That is my daddy.
I never in my life had an obsession with a celebrity until I knew of him since the Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Okay.
Beautiful. Okay. And then like
the best personality.
The best person. Yes, he's who I would love to be.
I swear, mm-hmm. it's his personality just makes him so unbelievably hot.
He is Clark Gable and Reynolds. What's his
Ryan
name?
Ryan Reynolds?
No. No, much older.
Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds. Yeah. He is Clark Gable and Burt Reynolds into one person.
Oh.
Sexy, confident,
humble.
I
feel like he's just like his own thing, man. Yeah. Like, Pedro Pascal, if you ever see this.
Daddy. He's the only guy I would call daddy.
Okay.
Literally daddy.
He wouldn't be the first, but he would be the last.
Agreed.
Mine, I have a very, like, I finally found the one that I'm, like, obsessed with. It's Mason Gooding. Cuban Gooding Jr.'s
he's very
son.
Sexy, yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen him.
So I didn't know he had an Instagram. I first followed him on Twitter. Like, not followed him on Twitter, but an account where it posts all his thirst traps. Mm-hmm. And I said, mm-hmm. I'm saving these for later. Oh. No, not
for that. For that yeah. weighted blanket.
Yeah, for that
alone
weighted,
time.
Yeah. He is just, he's so fine. And then I watched a video of him on the Jennifer Hudson like talk show, and okay. I was like, oh, he has charisma.
He's like
his
father.
Dad, but just younger. And I'm like, oh, the snow dogs of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The snow dogs of it all.
You know what? He was really fine in that movie. All right.
Wait, you wouldn't ask?
Well, yeah, what's your...
I'm trying to think. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, the more recent, like, shows that I've watched. I wouldn't say that I'm, like, super crushing on this guy, but it's that Netflix show, The Night Agent. And the main character, he's really cute.
He's pretty cute.
I guess that's about it. I mean, it's like underwhelming. I forget the guy's name even, but I think he's cute.
So obviously, win celebrity.
Could
crush.
They be non? Could they be non-celebrity? Be like a porn star you might like?
That's a celebrity.
That's a different
song.
Question. But
that's a celebrity
I mean,
song.
Okay, porn star that I like. What's that guy's name?
If you say Johnny Sins, I'm gonna laugh.
Who?
His name XL. He's like a bi like porn star.
Uh huh.
But I don't think he does it anymore. But he was really cute.
Oh, she's retired.
Yeah, she's retired.
Good for her.
I'm glad for her. All right. Let's see. What era are you in?
I'm in my diva era where I like to end things with diva. That is my that's my era right now, diva.
Okay. What does that mean?
I don't know.
You
diva.
Like to end your
sentences yeah, yeah.
with diva?
When I'm like texting my friends, I'm like, what's up, diva? Diva.
Are you
yeah,
okay.
Like that. That's what I've been doing. That's my current phase in texting, is
okay.
just texting diva.
Okay.
I think my era would be the era of celebrity. And I mean, yeah. I think that's going to be a continuous era, honestly. So be ready.
Next.
I need to get Jared wine more often. Yeah. This is great. What's your era?
My era is I'm in my gardening era. I'm in my patio, like growing
plant
flowers,
daddy.
Planting era. I'm in that. I love going outside to my patio mm-hmm. or our patio and just making it beautiful and nice.
What era are you in?
I feel like I'm kind of in like my metamorphosis era right now. I have many of those.
The Hillary Duff album?
Honestly, yeah.
Yes.
Honestly, yes. That's my era. I'm Hillary Duffing.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm moving soon. I'm really getting rid of, like, a lot of my clothes and finding, like, my own decor style. And,
speaking of decor, can you show the camera the boots?
We don't have a shoe cam, but just, like, throw it up. There we go.
Babies.
Oh, yeah.
She's giving go-go.
Okay, so do you guys think that you would survive a zombie apocalypse?
Fuck no.
I would end it immediately. Honestly, I wouldn't want to survive at all.
No, same.
Yeah, I just want to be over it.
People who are like, I like get my guns ready for like the yes. upcoming apocalypse, like I'm going to survive. I'm like, why the fuck would you want to?
No.
Like
no.
just live with the trauma of like seeing a zombie eat your grandma's brains out?
Yeah.
Great.
I'm unaliving myself.
All
sad. I'm not going through it. I just don't have the will to try to do that.
Yeah.
I would hold out as long as I can.
I feel like you could make it pretty long.
Why is he
I feel like he gives
survival
alert? Yeah, like Survivor. So you know how you are
like
how
Rambo
to cook.
Or something.
You have skills. I have none. I will just cry.
I'm like, take him.
Yeah, yes.
I will keep you and protect you, and like when it's like the last take the pretty one.
I think I would try to go as long as I could. For my animals, and that is literally it. Yeah. Not for my friends, not for my family, maybe for Raquel, but that's it.
I would like to think I would survive, but I'm not a fighter.
I would just love to see you survive, though, and then just like a plaque made out to you as like a survivor
with your hair.
Just like this. Oh my God. They have it. Because you, like, with that hair, you kind of look like a futuristic apocalypse survivor.
Can you,
could do a Mad Max.
Can you do that? Yes. You could do that hand dismissal thing you do when you're like, no thing.
Can you imagine a zombie just coming at him?
Can I tell you that I've rewinded that part so many times in the previous episodes? It gave me life. I lived for it.
It was a good moment.
It was
my God. You're so good. I love your
so
shade.
Funny. Yeah, it's so funny.
Oh my gosh. So if you had to survive a zombie apocalypse, like who would you want to survive with?
None of my friends.
True.
We're not surviving.
I would say my brother. My brother is a hunter.
Okay. He hunts. That's a skill.
He hunts.
So I would want to survive with them.
Okay.
So my friend Tariq is good at camping.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe some outdoorsy stuff would apply.
That's true. I am good at camping. So maybe
we can start going to the woods together and just like camping outside. No glamping. Just to get a feel.
What do you mean? Like in real life?
Yeah, we'll go to like they call it the overglaze or
the Everglades?
No. They call it something. It's called over something where it's just like RVs and tents.
Oh.
That is not even, I feel like RVs are glamping though.
Yeah, but well, like, it's
better
like,
than
it's
sleeping
like,
out
it's
on
like,
the
it's
ground.
Like, it's like reserved space for like those kind of things.
The camping that I do is like you gotta dig your poop hole. You maybe.
No.
I could do that. I could do that.
Hell no.
Well, I'm not eating.
Yeah, no, Jared can't even dig his own poop
hole. I'm not eating.
You're not surviving.
Yeah.
You're not surviving. You can't dig a poop hole.
Jared's gonna survive on like water and like fucking liquid drops.
Where's the poopery?
There's my nutrition.
I will just need a lot of champagne.
I'm hydrated. I'm sorry.
Y'all hate. They hate Lil Rio.
They are.
I mean, saying how so fabulous kind of. You are. Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah, sure.
And this stadium.
Oh no, these are two.
Let's get to the good questions. How about that?
Condom or nah? Why?
I use. To believe that wearing a condom and not wearing a condom was the same thing. It was just in everybody's heads. Mm-hmm. Like, it's the same thing.
Yeah,
you know?
If you don't think about STDs, they don't know about you. That's how that works.
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding. Because that's what it
that's
sounded
not necessarily
like.
What I was saying.
I'm kidding.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind.
No, what I was saying.
If you didn't know about STDs, could you get one?
No, what I was saying was if you, like a lot of people would say that not using a condom felt better, but always think that those people, you're overselling
you're
it, basically.
It, yeah.
You know. And then I tried it.
And?
They're not wrong.
So you gotta say it out loud.
You gotta say it out loud.
Yes or no? What?
Nah.
No.
No.
No. Okay.
It's a no.
I feel like a condom will come into place when it's necessary.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Yeah. You don't just raw dog everybody, but
it depends. It depends on the day.
On the day?
It depends on how I'm feeling.
So let's say if you're on prep, so you can it opens up options.
But also, if things aren't going great down south, we're gonna put on a rain jacket. You know what I mean?
A rain jacket, a raincoat.
If things aren't going good down south, I ain't go.
Listen.
So I'm like you heathens.
Unlike you, I'm not.
I like to use condoms. So if I've been dating someone for a while. And we've both been tested for STDs, then I won't use a condom. But, I'm always going to use a condom. And I don't like it when guys are just like, it's no offense. But, you can't feel anything. Especially when they say, I'm too big for one.
That's the biggest comment.
I've literally pulled out a condom and put it over my foot.
Slay.
And put it all the like way up stocking. My leg.
Like a stocking?
And I was like, you're bigger than this? Interesting. How can you walk?
Did you do that while he said
she
that?
Would do after that. She that? Would do that.
That is...
Girl, like a Christmas stocking right over her foot.
I'm so, like... that is. No, don't make up lies and like act like I'm not going to call you out on it.
I can make a balloon animal.
And also, just like lube it up. You're fine. Chill out.
My first sexual experience with a girl, when I had my first girlfriend, I was, you know, straight for like 3 years. And the first time we used condoms, like I could not get it up. And I thought it was just like me or her. And then...
I'm thinking of a TikTok audio, sorry.
And
what,
so, like
which one was it?
It's the girl that with the nails and like the droopy eyelashes. She's like, me or her? Me or her? Her? Oh, he's talking to you.
It was definitely me. It was definitely me because like I wasn't used to using a condom. And so like after, I think twice, like I'm like, let's just try without it. And like and then I was able to just like be fully erect. At the same time, like fantasizing, I was fucking Ricky Martin, but Ricky. I got there. Yeah. Okay. So my first time was with a girl.
Aww.
Yeah.
So you lost your VIP status. That's
I lost my virginity at 20.
So you are what, a silver star gay? Wait, what are you?
A gay.
I'm a gay that
isn't there's like platinum, gold, silver.
I think platinum is silver. When you are a gay that has never fucked touched, a vagina.
Yeah.
And you've never like and you vagina. And like you even like from birth, like you were right. C-sectioned.
Oh, C-section.
All right. So this looks like it's for Mike. Mike, why do is that a you? Hmm? Oh no, is it to Jared?
It's from Jared.
Oh, it's from Jared.
Yeah, this is my question to Mike.
Oh, then ask your question.
About I wrote it down. Like, I don't know what it. What is it? Why do I never see you out? Right?
We
why do
saw
I never
each other out that one
I saw
time.
You that one time.
My friends sometimes don't like going out, and then I just don't go out. Oh. That's the best way to put it. I usually
same.
At this point now, you guys can just go out together.
Yeah, true.
That's true.
That's true.
Oh, we can all go out. Let's have a,
yeah.
Let's have a,
oh, should we have a boys' night?
But we go out a lot. I usually go out.
Oh, no.
We
should just call it
girls'
night.
I call it girls' night.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I go with my guy friends, I go girls' night.
Okay. Girls' night.
All righty. Good Lord.
Oh, baby.
I can't. Sorry, I can't read your handwriting.
This is from Crazy Chris 77. Or Chris Craze 77. Sketchiest Grindr Tinder meetup.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Sketchiest?
This guy gave me his address. You know, DL guy. See, that was my first mistake. I went to the place, but... there was, you know how in a neighborhood there will be an even and an odd side on addresses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. So he gave me an even number address, but there was only like park on one side. And then there were all odd numbers. So I was like, okay, well the house has to be over here, but he gave me the wrong address, first of all. So that was number one. Number two, I got out of the car and like knocked on the door, or like rang the doorbell. And then this other guy came out of his truck and was like, excuse me, do you looking for something? And I was like, yeah.
Looking for dick.
Looking for something?
I said, you looking for something? I was like, yeah, I'm looking for my friend. And I just said a name just like off the top of my head. I was like, because I don't know this guy's name.
Oh my gosh.
But, and he was like, no, nobody named that is here. And I was like, oh, okay. And then all the while, I'm like testing this guy, like, where are you? He's like, I'm right here. And it was like he wouldn't open the door or something. Like, I don't know what the deal was. It was weird. I was just like, this is too much.
Yeah.
It is.
You know, this is sketchy. I'm not. I'm
it
not
looks like
to...
he gave you the wrong address in case, like, he were to see you go to that door.
That's what I think it was. And be like, no, I'm not interested. Right.
I think so I had, like, a similar thing that happened to me once.
Really? What happened?
I was really wasted at this point. And you know when you're just like, I'm going to go on Grindr. After I think I was like 21 or 22, like freshly out. And I remember messaging this guy. He sent me pictures and I went to his like apartment complex in like Chinatown. I got into the building somehow. I don't remember how. Mm-hmm. And then I got to the door. No one answered. I was like, I guess I'm just going to go home. And then, mind you, another gay guy's trying to walk in to go to a hookup with him. And I'm like,
oh no.
I'm like, is this guy just scamming people? Like, what's going on? So I just left. I didn't talk to that guy at all. I was just like, I gotta go home.
Some people have like number two and number three on the way. Yeah. And see, I'm about to tell all my tea because I was this one guy. And he was constantly on his phone. I'm like, who else are you texting at midnight? Mm. Like, you must be on Grindr trying to get the next one in. And I'm like, this is too much.
Yeah.
It's just too much. So, I'm not a fan of Grindr.
I wouldn't say I had any sketchy ones, but I had some interesting ones. When I lived in South Jersey, there was one guy that wanted to come over just to hang out. His excuse for coming over was, I need help with wrapping my mom's, like, Mother's Day gifts that I just bought. And I'm like, oh, I'm not a good rapper. But fuck it, I'll just have him over anyway. So he came over and like he brought all the gifts for his mom to my apartment. And like I helped him wrap it. And then like at that time I had a dog. I had like a little Yorkie Terrier named Chewy. Mm-hmm. And he was like petting my dog. But in the way he was petting my dog was like, oh, you're so handsome. Oh, you're so, like, as far as he was like relaying the message to the dog, to me.
Okay.
Muy
strange.
Very strange. Very strange. I'm like, why can't you just tell that to my face? Then using my dog as a buffer. Long story short, like we.
But you still fucked. Like,
what? Why?
So long story short, we fucked.
No, we didn't fuck.
So he just went to task grab at you? I was like,
we did. Yeah. I felt like, oh, well, you're just using me at this point. No, we didn't fuck. He happened to be African American and Italian.
Okay.
Interesting.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And I remember just like I ate his butt and he went home.
Oh.
He had very dolphin. Very Renee,
what's your creepiest Grindr dolphin?
I mean, like, it doesn't eat and then ass eating.
That's all he wanted.
Oh wow.
He needed you to wrap his mom's gift and then eat his ass.
Mm-hmm. There's one more present.
Did you have a sketchy Tinder date or anything?
I don't know. Okay.
Nothing that matches up to that. Maybe we could just pick the next one.
Have you used flavored lube? How was it?
No.
I love the way you're asking me.
Because I'm trying to read it. It looks like an E.
Have you used flavored lube and how was it?
Yeah.
No.
With my girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
It was like, you know, like having like a kiwi strawberry like Snapple.
Mm. Okay.
Constantly.
You've never used it?
No interest.
I haven't used it, but I was with a guy who did use it.
Okay.
And I thought I had an STD the next couple of days because it like the flavored lube, like don't guys, well, I won't say, maybe not everybody is sensitive to it like that because whatever is in the flavored
lube. It does say on the back of the package to test it on your skin before using.
Yeah.
Read the directions,
I was
people.
Like very itchy for like the next few days and I was like,
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. So I am not a fan.
So okay. I have used lube, not flavored lube, but I have had flavored underwear.
I think that's fine.
But I haven't used flavored underwear. It was when my mom used to sell sex toys when I was in middle
Amazing.
School. And she didn't hide the fact that, well, like, what these were and how they were used. And so I was like, what's this? And she was just like, it's flavored underwear. So, can I have some? She's like, yeah, that's a sample. It's like, great. It's just like a fruit roll-up. And so I was like,
I saw this thing yesterday.
So I was like 13, 12, eating like edible underwear.
That's funny.
I saw this random, I guess it was a TikTok, but on Instagram, that someone, this girl gave some guy a blowjob with a fruit roll-up.
Oh, that's a big thing.
And then the guy.
I know some people that have tried that.
And then
the guy sent her a fucking 72-pack
from
like Costco.
I saw that.
Yeah. I was like, this is what we're doing now.
This is what we're doing now.
Oh my friends God. Have done that. They've enjoyed it.
Ooh, this one's my question. Ooh. So have you ever been friends with someone, have had a friend that they think that they're your friend, but you weren't really their friend. So, like, they think that you guys are friends, but really, to you, you're not really friends.
I know that I've had that happen. I'm just trying to think of an instance. Like,
can you repeat it?
So basically, a person thinks that they're friends with you, but you don't think that you're friends with them. Like, you're like, oh, I actually am. I don't really think of you as a friend, but they think that you're that. Like, they're your friend.
Probably.
You know, I think it's happened. Like, there have been moments where somebody thought of me as more of a friend and I thought of them as more like, I'm just going to see what's going on. But, you know, if they're showing that effort, then I will put some effort as well.
Me when we first met.
Yes. And some other people as well. I'll always reciprocate a little bit if I see some effort coming my way and I think you're a nice person. And if I feel like it's not going to work, then I'll back off.
Yeah, same
with me. You know, I'm not going to stay in that space. Yeah, you think that this is more than what...
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm that way too.
I feel like I do that more with, like, work friends. And I'm a very nice person, and so they think that we're, like, deep friends.
Right.
Ugh. No. Especially when I was a waitress. Ugh, sorry.
When you know, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So, what is your current...
Current obsession.
I feel like mine is lavender right now. I'm obsessed with lavender.
Obsessed with lavender? Like the smell?
Like the color, the smell, the word.
Sorry,
spring.
Sorry.
Obsession.
It's cold.
Obsession. Come on, people. We're on a time crunch. Race. Obsession. Yeah,
but that's like it's over always, now. It's always, I don't know.
It's always a
Yeah, I feel like that's always going. So
well, who are you listening to right now? Because I know you like music. Are you listening to Ellie Goulding?
That's enjoying that.
Okay.
I'm really into the Kelly Uchis album. That one, yeah, I'm really enjoying that one. I didn't think I wouldn't like it, but I didn't expect anything of it.
Mine is, as far as music, because I'm Tuvalu.
Ooh, yeah.
She is just everything for me right now.
I saw her live in February. Very good.
I was there.
Oh, you were?
We weren't friends yet. But I was there. She's someone who I listened to in the past, but now she's just bigger now for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she has this one song that I'm obsessed with. It's called Grapefruit. And I think you probably know what it is. But it's about body stuff. And it's like really hits me. Mm-hmm. As there's never been a song in life that's hit me so hard with that song, and we'll explain later in another situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she is definitely it for me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. I don't think my current obsession is probably Tekken 8.
Is that?
Wait, what?
That's a video game.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely, like, you've heard me before. Like, I'm definitely a nerd. And on YouTube, they've been releasing, like, video after video of these new characters and stuff. And so that's what I've been into. I'm not very good at Tekken. It's like, to go off on a quick tangent for those of you who like to play video games, my fighting game is Dead or Alive, but nobody knows what that game is. So I try to play Tekken a little bit, and I'm going to try with this one when it comes out. That and Street Fighter, I'm horrible at both.
I love Street Fighter.
Yeah.
I'm not like a regular nerd. I'm a cool nerd.
I didn't say that. I said I was a nerd.
All right. Why would someone want to be your partner? I already know because I'm amazing. So.
Oh. Is that it?
Oh. Okay. I was waiting for you guys, but no.
No, I was
honestly
curious.
I think that I'm a very good partner because I feel that I'm a really great listener. I love talking about feelings. I love supporting and showing people how I love and appreciate them in as many ways as possible. So, like, I'm really, like, your biggest cheerleader if we're in a relationship. Also, I am quite the cat in the bedroom. Mom, don't watch this episode.
I was going to say, like, I am really good at sex.
I'm very good at it. Want to know, like,
love that.
Whenever I've had a bad experience with a guy, I'm just like, how are you bad at this? It's, like, it's easy, people. It's
really just about listening to the partner and their partner's body and taking their cues and just making an experience for them. And if you do that, then it'll be a good experience for you. So, but I mean, I also think aside from that, like, I don't know, like almost like kind of like you, I'm a good communicator. I am very loyal. I'm fiercely loyal. So it's like, you know, if I'm with you, then I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you're my person. And if mm-hmm. anybody acts up, you know, they're going to know mm-hmm. not
Plus,
to do that again.
He's
don't mess
with me.
You.
And I love King People's car. So.
Oh, ooh. Goodness. Oh,
my God. Mike.
So you also have that if you date him. You have yeah. someone who's willing to key your car. Or someone's car, your enemy's car.
Why would someone want to be my partner? I have no clue. No.
right now, realizing I'm the toxic one.
Yeah. Right now, I'm over dating right now. I'm just so over it. I don't even want to think about why someone would want to be with me, but man, I'm fun, I guess. That's it.
You're fun.
Yeah. I'm just, right now, I'm really just not in a space to date. And thinking about that just. Gets me like warm.
I
yeah.
gotcha.
Yeah.
No one date Mike. Stay away from him.
Yeah. I'm just
God.
No.
He needs protection.
I'm in my healing era.
He's in his healing era.
Did you go? No, but mine would be I could probably make us out of a zombie apocalypse.
That is a good one.
I'm very resourceful. I'm very responsible. I'm a survivalist. I'm honest. I'm very in touch with my emotions. I'm a good listener for sure. Mm-hmm. I am sexually pleasing, I think. Check the references.
Yep, they agree.
I'm a good person. Mm-hmm. I'm a good guy. I will say I'm a good guy. I'm a good person.
Are you pre-screening the questions?
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid the ones that like have that's just for us specifically, so yeah. we can all get one in since we're running low on time. Okay. I couldn't even read this one. God, it's it. Well, the end the middle like it said Renee, if you could add another something.
Co-host.
I thought it said Kuthi. I was like, what's a Kuthi?
Renee, if you could add another co-host, who would it be and why?
And Pedro Pascal, so we could have a romance. That's why.
All right.
What's your kink?
Do I have one?
I have many.
Everybody has one, I think.
Mine is underwear.
Really?
Yeah, I love myself in underwear.
Okay, what kind?
Love yourself in underwear.
And men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have like a preferred like style of underwear?
Briefs. Yeah. Give me briefs, give me jock straps.
Okay.
But I love men in just like a good whitey tidy mm-hmm. with a nice bulge.
Tidy whitey.
Okay.
Just like laying about. Mm-hmm. Very beautiful.
Okay.
Just like.
Mm. Okay.
Gorgeous.
I'm just trying. I'm trying to base Bubbles. That it off that. I guess I'm
calm
a.
Down.
I don't know if it's a kink, but I'm a sucker for arms. I like someone that has like built arms.
Okay.
Yeah. Same. I like that look.
I don't like built arms. I just like.
Defined.
I like big shoulders. I'm mm-hmm.
Like y'all aren't mean. Into like bondage or like
I've
latex
never done
or
yeah, no.
Or like,
oh, I've never done it. I'm not against
I'm
it.
I'm not against it. I've never yeah. tried
oh,
it.
Oh, that's what I was going to get into.
Like I've done like the only thing I've done that I did not enjoy was like role play, but the role play this person wanted to do was like brother. I was like, this is
No.
It was like over the phone. I was like, I'm not, no.
Mom's coming home soon. Let's get it in.
Yeah, like big bro, little bro. No.
You pass me a Capri Sun.
That's a little creepy.
I think.
That's more spooky.
First of all.
And then he was asking about my dad.
Especially if they have siblings, that's even fucking weirder.
Yeah.
Okay. I think my kink would be like, I can't even explain it. Like I cannot really get off unless like I'm either being like choked, hair pulled, or like some part of like either my like my hips yeah. or my face is being like squeezed by a hand, especially the face.
So okay.
like to like make
would
me
you
look
say
at them.
It's like yeah. an abuse, not abuse fetish, but like a punishment fetish.
Not really punishment, more of like a control thing. Mm-hmm. Like they're in control because I. Throughout my life, feel like I'm very much out of control and that I need to like be in charge of everything all the time. So like that, yeah. I think I'm more of, I think that is like my biggest
So you like
kink.
To be super submissive.
Yes, I'm a very submissive person because mm-hmm. I'm not that in my own life.
Right. You meant like the opposite.
Yes.
I will say I'm in my more dominant era.
I would say I'm kind of in the same era as well.
Dominant era?
Mm-hmm.
You seem like a very surprised Dom. Like, you seem like a Dom, but it, like, just, like, comes out.
It's like you're 50 like, Shades of Grey Dom. It's like,
okay.
I've noticed that in my... I've noticed in, like, with me and Carlos, like, I've become more of, like, I want this now. Ooh. And he's just, like...
Ooh, see, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Like, last night, for example, we're watching TV, and we're just, like, in there... Our sex is very spontaneous. It's never planned. It's never like we're watching TV. We're just both naked after a shower, just like touching each other sometimes, and like it's very beautiful. I love mm-hmm. that about us. We're just very comfortable with our bodies, and like there's times when like I would be like, I think I want to get my dick sucked now, and I'll just be like, come.
Oh wow!
and
she was just turned on. So she was totally just turned on.
A little bit, because like I had a boyfriend who used to do stuff like that.
You know what? The best
and it was
thing
nice.
Is, the best thing is there's no hesitation. There's no like, oh, there's no like what? It's like okay.
It's weird because like.
So you're not into like because there's my understanding is that they're like as far as. BDSM culture is mm-hmm. concerned. There's like a dominant submissive, and then there's a switch, and then you can be like a bratty switch where it's like you give a lot of lip, but
I still am very
like you're, yeah.
I would say my sex persona is vanilla, but it's like Madagascar bean vanilla. Not some bullshit like
vanilla with spice.
No, there's like you're opening up the fucking pod, you're scraping out the beans. Uh-huh. Not some like liquid vanilla extract bullshit. Caramel.
This is some cook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is some basic vanilla. Like my sex is, I feel it's very good vanilla. It's sensual. It's pleasing.
You put work into it.
I put work. I put thought
you're
into it.
You're very compatible. I
with
wish you?
You
weren't gay.
I can see them. I see it.
All right. This one is for Mike. What are your turn-offs and your turn-on?
So I like someone that's a little bit more dominant, aggressive, not afraid to take the lead. I would say that's a turn-on. I hate like passive-aggressive making. If I have to feel like I always have to make the move, I hate that. It bothers me. Like, let's make it mutual at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is the question that you want. Yeah, so, I'm honestly samesies.
Yeah. Wait, what's turn off?
Turn off being like passive.
Oh, being passive, like a guy that's too passive. Yeah. Gotcha.
The one time I was in a bar and some guy messaged me on Instagram rather than talking to me in person. And I think we were like across the room. I'm like, I'm gonna give you the time of day on this app if you're not gonna say it to me in person. Mm. Like, don't be.
I get being shy, but Jesus. Yeah.
I've gotten that I look mean in person a lot. And I'm like, I don't think I'm mean. I feel mean looking.
See, look, this goes back to that first question we answered. I need y'all to not use those things as excuses. Yeah. Like, just go talk to somebody. If they, like, the thing is if they reject you, then that's on them. That has nothing to do with you. That's on.
Take the hit.
Yeah, just take that. I mean, the thing, like, I say that, and I know that it's hard, but
it sucks. Yeah,
you know, built up the armor. Yeah, you know,
is it okay to have
sex
with friends? And this was from a watcher. You say it because I can't read it.
Socially Jay,
thank you for your question.
And so it's okay to fuck your friends?
Is it okay to
have
fuck your
sex.
Friends?
Sex.
I mean, if you're cool with that, go for it. I'm not stopping you. That's none of my business.
Jared.
Yeah, if everybody involved is okay with it, then okay. I'm not gonna judge for that. But at the same time, I would not do that. I personally feel like there needs to be a clear line for friends. And like, if you're gonna have like a friend with benefits thing, I don't even have a friends with benefits anymore. But when I had one, he was definitely all benefits. Mm-hmm. He wasn't like, we're not going to hang out and like.
You might like kiki in person a little bit, but nothing like more than that.
Right.
And that's what I think when I think of a friends with benefits.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some people think like, oh, we're like actually going to
go. Like you're in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not.
I agree with you. I would do the same. Like I can't. Go if I really want to be your friend, I can't do all that. Like it's
Same,
gonna be too much. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, same. I would literally get too attached. Like, if I already love you fully as my friend and then we have sex and it's great, I can't let you go. Like, that's it. Like, I don't care if it was, like, one of my girlfriends. Like, I think we have to get married. Yeah. Like, I think we're lesbians.
Yeah. I think when I moved here from Jersey to Philly, I didn't know anyone. And I did have sex with some of my friends who I'm still friends with now.
Right.
And it was very much like, you know, a connection, a feeling, and some of them are still around.
Right.
Some of them are like brothers to me. We just have
You know what's funny is that you now that you say that is that you, in a previous episode, were talking about how all these guys get together and they all F each other. So it's just funny to hear you say that.
Because I was that person.
You were that person.
You were that girl.
Yeah. Okay.
So have I done it before since then? No.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I will say in the previous episode, I said that because I was that person. Mm-hmm. I wasn't judging anyone who does that because I've been the one to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's how we all meet each other.
Yep.
It's face value. It's sexual appeal. It's like curiosity. And if something happens between two friends, it happens. It could, you know, just be just sex. There was a friend of mine that we would just hang out like normal, do it, and then never speak about it ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Until it was done again, it would be the same thing. It never happened. It was just a thing to get over something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. A need,
mm-hmm.
A fantasy maybe or whatever, but it was just to help each other out kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I was that person who moved into a big city that didn't know how to navigate friendships, and that I thought, like, oh, I guess everyone just fucks their friends to be friends with them.
I mean, that's cool. That's a way to get around.
A really nice way to get to know people.
That's the way.
Yeah.
And either you stay friends with them,
mm-hmm.
or you don't.
Yeah, you know, I think it's interesting because, like, for gay men, it's definitely common to, I guess, make friends, not necessarily to have sex with them, but there is some interest where it's like you don't know where exactly this is going to go when you meet this person.
Yeah.
And eventually the relationship solidifies into one of those tracks, you know? I get that. And I think that that's one of the things that we have to understand about our community and not like judge.
And now that I'm with a partner, it's like I'm very careful of like someone new coming into our lives, what they want from us. Do they want a couple that you want to hang out with, have dinner with, or do they want to fuck around? Right. Which one is it?
Yeah.
That's don't, so heavy.
Don't.
Oh my God.
Don't sugarcoat, like, oh my God, you guys are so cute together. We should totally hang out. I'm like, but where?
How?
Do you want us to
what
come?
What are the activities?
Are we coming to your house? Are we coming to your house, or are we going to dinner?
Here's the thing, like, if I were in that situation, I'd just be like, okay, we're just gonna have dinner, and I'm just gonna let y'all take the lead if y'all want to take this somewhere.
Right.
Even though that's what I would really like to, like, I just know how I am, and I try to be very polite.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You know, and I try like, and I think that that's one of my flaws because I won't push a certain agenda. I won't push a certain angle. I'm very polite. I like to make the other person feel mm-hmm. comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't have the allowance to do something like clear,
mm-hmm.
then I won't do it. It'll just be very.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes people.
I just don't want us to be known for a couple that just like fucks around.
Yeah. Mm.
And I keep that stuff very private.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like people that tend to talk about it with other people, like showboat their mm-hmm. I'm not a conquest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My sexual experience is my experience. It's my body. It's my moment to have, not for you to talk, not to have locker room talk with your friends like, oh yeah, I totally fucked, blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't like that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm very cautious of like who I invite into our lives, fill them out first.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense. So a anonymous user asked, mm-hmm. because you have said, you know, some bad things about your partner, what are some good things that you can say about them?
I wouldn't say they're bad things about him as a person. There are things that he does that are like that trigger me, that are just like everyday things.
Yeah.
Mentally, he's great. Not everyone is a good dishwasher. Not everyone is a good whatever.
There's, I love that. That's the first thing. Really,
there's something bad again.
There's some people are not good at like being a housekeeper. Some people are not good at washing clothes.
I feel like you're going on a list.
I'm not going on the list.
He's just going down the chore.
No. I'm joking.
To be honest,
this is going to be the best clip on TikTok.
To be honest,
some people aren't that great of a person in general.
No.
But I love him.
No. I mean,
do you want to start out with the good?
No. I said it in general.
Yeah.
No, he's like, my laundry, yeah, it smells, is the best.
That's
like,
right.
When we were dating, he was coming back and forth to my house. Mm-hmm. I was like, can you please do my laundry? Like, his laundry skills are like impeccable. Ooh. My clothes don't smell or look as clean as he does it. Okay. And that's why I love when he does the laundry. Aww. There's a way he folds things, the way it smells better. It's just perfect.
He's your little snuggle bear.
He is. And there's nothing bad about him. And the things I've mentioned in previous episodes were just things of how two people are now living, cohabitating.
Yeah.
Mannerisms. Not saying that he's a bad person. They're just things that I like in a certain way. The good thing about him is he's drama-free.
We love that.
He's understanding. He listens to me. He is my biggest supporter when it comes to my business, my body. Mm-hmm. He allows me to be self-expressive. There are times when I post things about with my body that he doesn't bat an eye, because he knows it's just...
Like thirst traps? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
They make me feel good.
Yeah. Right. No, I wasn't judging. I wasn't sure if that's what you meant.
To everyone who wants to do that on Twitter, social media, close friends, Instagram, post as much as you fucking want. At some point, you're going to be old and look back and say, I was like that old lady from Titanic. I was a lovely dish, dear. You're going to look back and like, you're not going to have the same body you ever had. He's just a really good person. And that's why I always defended him with every episode we've had.
Mm-hmm.
They're not bad things. It's just like,
I feel like you're just talking about normal day-to-day dating stuff when you talk about him.
Yeah. I don't think it's anything bad.
No, it's alarming. What I mentioned that's negative is mostly how people treat him. Mm-hmm. Or ways he does things that trigger me.
Gotcha.
Not him as a person.
So how did he take some of what you have said on the podcast?
We actually watched it together.
Yeah.
There's nothing. When I first started doing this, I asked him what are things that are off topic. He said nothing. I'm like, because if you want to do this, I support this. I want you to be completely open.
Mm-hmm. I love your boyfriend too. He's so freaking sweet. He's the sweetest man.
You met him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the brunch. Mm-hmm. So like, he's a sweet man. So like, what was the question?
How has he reacted to like?
Oh, he laughs at Renee, at us. He loves our banter. Yeah. Hope now soon you. he's just loves it. And I love that he actually goes out his way to like listen to it too.
It's cute. Yeah.
Like I started, but let's finish it. So we'll watch it on YouTube or whatever. Cool. He loves it. He doesn't We don't have any negative feedback on it.
Okay, cool.
Love that.
Awesome.
Loves it. Loves it.
All right. So that concludes our questions and this episode. I think we learned a lot about each other.
Yeah.
And just remember, if you have no one else,
you got us.